With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the Scottish Sun's latest football podcast. And we're finally back into some club football. We won't talk anything about all that nonsense at Wembley last weekend. It doesn't matter at all. We're into the big stuff, Premiership return and a big weekend, Friday, Saturday, Monday. I'm Roger Hannah. With me today is the Scottish Sun's digital sports reporter, John Berry. We've got Willie Black from William Hill as well. And Willie, it's a big betting weekend, isn't it? You'll get punters in Friday, Saturday, Monday.
As a bookie, hate the international week. Hate it like everybody else, particularly as a Scottish fan. I hate the international week, but yeah, quieter time of the week. So absolutely right into back into the real stuff.
You'd have a kicking last weekend. Everybody would have money in England to beat Scotland.
Well, down in England, we had a bit of a kicking. A few of my mates said 3-0 England on, so they were all giving me pelters over the various social media platforms, but. Listen, we had plenty of backers for Scotland. Plenty of people back in Scotland up here, thankfully.
Now, we need to welcome John to his first podcast today. Now, we always like to nail our colours to the mast. Everybody knows Willie and I are big Scotland fans. Neil, the producer, is a Dundee United fan. John, you're a big Motherwell man. They're at home to Partick at the weekend. It's a home banker for Willie, surely?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough one to call, really. I think both teams are a bit up and down, especially Motherwell. Partick had a couple of really good wins there over Dundee and St Johnstone, but then kind of wheels came off against Aberdeen, a game that you'd probably expect them to lose. Against Motherwell, you know, from watching Motherwell for part of this season, it's been chalk and cheese. One week, you know, you're beating Hamilton 4-1, looking really impressive, doing the similar to Ross County in the 4-2 win, and then against Inverness it all collapses. So I honestly don't know which way this will go.
The setup at Firth Park on Saturday will be reasonably straightforward. Stephen McManus at the back, Scott McDonald up front, and the stewards well away from Mark McGee after his SFA charge in midweek. As a Motherwell fan, do you like to see the manager being as high spirited as that, shall we say?
Well, I think we can let emotions get the better of you in these situations. You do see the goal, or the goal that wasn't given. It is clearly a goal, so I think
he's about to start here.
I think people would probably see it from that point of view and can understand why he was annoyed. Maybe a better way of putting that point across.
It's been a difficult couple of weeks for Mark McGee. That goal that never was at Dens Park, the defeat at Dens Park, the defeat with Scotland alongside Gordon Strachan last week, his SFA charge. Surely Thistle at home is a good way to get back to winning ways.
Well, Motherwell and Thistle, they're a strange kind of, it's always a strange fixture. Motherwell at Fir Park, good record against Thistle. Fir Hill cannot beat them. So you would think this is one of the games where Motherwell feel like they could go out and get a result. So it is a good way to recover. On paper, both teams very similar, so good opportunity.
Both teams very similar. You saw this SPFL wage thing that came out through the week. They pay much the same money for their two squads, Willie. Does that mean a draw is the favourite at the weekend?
No, to be honest with you, it's very rare you'll see the draw as a favourite, mainly because most people will either back one team or the other. Mm-hmm. Having a look at it, Motherwell are slight favourites, but as you probably intimated, there ain't much in it. I think having a look at form, Thistle will probably get the better form. You know, I think Motherwell 1-5 wins. Thistle have taken 8 points for the last 15. So Thistle are probably just in the better form. Motherwell 8-5, 12-5 the draw. Partick 13-8. But do you know what? We love the Scottish Premiership as bookies. It's really difficult to call. Yeah. Really, I mean, don't get me wrong. The English Premiership's costing us a fortune this year, but the Scottish Premiership with Celtic's a bit of a saviour. But and I think this game is just a clear example of that.
Now, John, you Motherwell fans, and there's a few in the office here, you're still whinging about this goal that never was. If we tell the truth, it just made a difference from a 2-0 defeat and a 2-1 defeat to Dundee. So Dundee are a form team, they've won their last two, they're off the bottom. Will they be awkward opponents for Rangers at Ibrox on Saturday?
I think so. I think there was a spell there where we thought, you know, Dundee just couldn't buy a draw, couldn't buy a win, couldn't buy a performance. They just looked completely bereft of any idea and just looked like it wasn't going to come from anywhere, and then all of a sudden they pull a couple of results out of the bag, and like you say, coming against, we saw Rangers struggle against Ross County the other week. It could be another kind of tough game for them.
Is it a psychological barrier for Dundee to go over? They went to Ibrox in the Scottish Cup last season. Rangers then, a championship team, Dundee going well in the Premiership, and they get spanked 4-0, and they also lost at home to Rangers in the second weekend of the season.
Well, I think, like Willie would tell you, I would imagine a lot of punters backed Dundee last season to get a result at Ibrox in the Scottish Cup the way it was going. But I think the mental block for Dundee, I think they've kind of got past that. I think if you asked them, they would probably think, you know, it's just another game. And had they gone to Ibrox, had they been going to Ibrox at this point in time without the couple of wins behind them, you'd probably fear for them. I still don't know. I still think Rangers will probably win that game, but Dundee certainly going in there with probably a better attitude than they would have a few weeks ago.
Rangers at home, Willie, there'll be a big crowd at Ibrox. They all like a wee bet. The first scorer thing always interests me, because traditionally Rangers, Celtic, they'll have one guy who is always a good bet for the first goal. Rangers this season, you never know where the goals are going to come from. Where does the kind of money go for first goal scorer at Rangers games now?
The money always goes in the forwards. They'll obviously back some of the defenders maybe to get up and get ahead if you're looking for bigger odds. I think it's really interesting what you say. So I was having a look at the top goal scorer in the Premiership, and you need to get down to, I think, 6th or 7th in the betting to get a Rangers player at 25-1 to finish top goal scorer in the league. And you've got Liam Boyce and Adam Rooney ahead of a Rangers player in the top goal scorer betting. So I think you're bang on. But yeah, most people will be looking at guys like Wagner. I always like Kenny Miller. You're always getting a decent price in Kenny Miller just now. A lot of the time he's getting played out on the right, maybe getting played out of position, but he's still always in amongst the goals. And I think he's probably one that I would personally be backing for Rangers.
If Rangers are to finish second, John, above the likes of Hearts and Aberdeen, do they need one of these strikers to emerge and get 20 goals, be it a Garner or a Miller, as Willie says, or a Waghorn?
I think so. I mean, I think you look at Celtic last season with Griffiths, and this season probably with Moussa Dembele, and then behind, like you said, Boyce, Rooney, even at clubs like St Johnstone and Motherwell, you've got McLean always buying in goals, and Louis Moult always buying in goals at Motherwell. So I do think that while the league is unpredictable, it's quite predictable to a point that when it comes to first goal scorers or goal scorers, like, you know, you've got your stick ones, but Rangers don't seem to have that, and I think that would be like hugely beneficial to them. I think maybe Garner was seen as that sort of guy coming in the summer, so whether or not he can kick on.
Aberdeen head Rangers just now, they are in second place, a huge week for them. They go to Inverness on Saturday, which has been an awkward venue for them in the past, and then of course next weekend the League Cup final against Celtic at Hampden. What would Derek McInnes take first? Would he take the League Cup for the second time in 3 years, or would he take second place ahead of Rangers?
I think that's quite a tough one to be for that. I would say probably the silverware, surely the silverware. But from an Aberdeen fan point of view, I'm sure they would like to get another one over on Rangers. If you asked any of them, Derek McInnes, I think he's got to look at it the here and now and say, look, in 2 games' time, or in a game's time, they're going to be playing in the arguably what could be the biggest game of their season. I wouldn't be surprised if he's got a little eye on that.
Now, Aberdeen, they were going like a train last spring. They were close to Ronnie Dyla's Celtic team at the time. People thought they might have an outside glimpse of the Championship. And they go to Inverness on a Monday night and they get battered, and it all fell apart from there. What are the odds for Aberdeen this weekend going back there?
Aberdeen, well, just in terms of what you were talking about with Aberdeen, would they take second? Last couple of weeks have actually joint favourites with Rangers for second. Both teams are on about even money to finish second, so you know, take your pick between the two of them. Up at Inverness, even money, Aberdeen, Inverness. I think Inverness I actually fancied Inverness for one of the teams to get relegated. Now they're not even in the relegation betting.
Top six now, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And looking pretty comfortable in it. I think Richie Farran's done a cracking job, and I thought he would struggle, if I'm honest. But yeah, even money, Aberdeen, 5-2 the draw, 13-5 Inverness Cali. For me, that actually doesn't look like a bad price. Mm-hmm. I know Aberdeen won it Thistle after those two defeats in a row.
You can watch the goals from all the big SPFL games on the website at thescottishsun.co.uk/sport. Highland neighbours, Ross County, they go to St Johnstone. Now, Ross County have been toiling. That point they got on the Sunday against Rangers lifted them to within a point of Dundee at the bottom. St Johnstone easily in the top six again under Tommy Wright. But St Johnstone's problem seems to be home games against bottom six teams. Lost to Kilmarnock, lost to Partick Thistle. And if they were to lose to Ross County, John, it would put a real seed of doubt into their heads, you know, about this type of fixture.
Yeah, definitely. I for one think St Johnstone are fantastic team, and I think Tommy Wright's done a brilliant job. And you always, they're always a good shout for a top six place, even a European place at that. But no, you're right. It's, I think, you know, off the back of some really, really good wins this season, they lost at home to Kilmarnock, a game they probably would have chances had, should have won, and then lost to Partick Thistle as well. So I think you do, there almost becomes that mental block thing we were talking about, that they were Dundee. I think that almost can come in, and fans then start to wonder and worry, if is it just at home that they feel this pressure on them to go and win. And I suppose that comes with the success as well.
And it does. I saw them away at Hearts in the last out in the 2-2 draw. They were excellent. Danny Swanson scored a terrific goal, fed through by Stephen McLean. It's a real good team goal on the break at Tynecastle. And they look a good side, but you're beginning to wonder if there is almost a mental block at McDermott Park for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're one of those teams that we all look at. And
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, they wish they were getting more people through the gate, because they've done so well and they've like probably overachieved, as a lot of people would kind of put it, the way Tommy Wright, the job that he's managed to do there. So I don't know. Are they feeling the pressure? Is it one of those places you can just hear every single thing that anyone's saying to you? I know the dugout's really close. It's basically in the stand there. Does it? I mean, from a supporter's point of view, they might well be thinking that. From a player's point of view, again, like I said, that there might be this sort of expectancy on them now that perhaps wasn't there once before, a few years ago, with recent success.
I always like McDermott Park, Willie. At least we bit of fruit loaf with your cup of coffee rather than a pie at half time. It's a refreshing wee change. But they're struggling at home, but are the punters still backing them at home?
Punters are still backing them at home, particularly in accumulators, but I just don't think punters are scratching the surface. And you know what it's like, you're doing through your accumulator, St Johnstone 10 to 11 odds on, that's a surefire thing. And mm-hmm. Tommy Wright's been mentioned for the Scotland job in a couple of places, I've noticed as well, so that'll tell you everything you need to know about how they're performing. But Ross County 3-1, I think Ross County mm-hmm. are in a bit of a false position at the minute. I think they're better than their position in the league.
And you touched on the Scotland job there. The bookies have a real handle on who would be the next Scotland manager, because on Friday night, in the immediate aftermath of Wembley, all the bookies were putting out their odds, and there wasn't a clear favourite.
There still is. Well, there is a clear favourite, but I don't know that there's any. Manager markets are funny. It doesn't take much money to move the market, yeah. And you know, somebody knows something, has a tenor on it, tells their mate. When it's the actual fact, they know nothing, and I've been caught with that a couple of times, to be honest.
Listen, if Stuart Regan or Alan McRae come into a Hill shop and put money on, you'll know
absolutely.
That is a sure thing. But who is the favourite at the minute?
Alex McLeish is pretty clear favourite just now, mm-hmm. 21-10, Alex McLeish. But it's looking through it, it's very much the usual suspects. Paul Lambert, 5-1. Davey Moyes, and I guess that depends on the next few weeks, with Sunderland, 7-1. I think the only one for me that would probably get the juices flowing is Alex Ferguson. 12-1 Sir Alex Ferguson for the job, but I don't know whether he would take it, to be quite honest with you.
We're on a Premiership podcast today. Premiership managers, you mentioned Tommy Wright, the likes of Derek McInnes, and even John, cover your ears now, Motherwell's Mark McGee, the current number two. Do they come into the betting at all?
They do. Derek McInnes is down about 20-1, so not overly quoted. Yeah, he's not quoted much. Mark McGee, 33s. For me, actually, the one that's really interesting, the one that I think is probably a really big price considering his international experience, is Lars Lagerbäck, 50-1. And maybe somebody who's got a little bit of history in Scotland is Dick Advocaat, also at 50-1. Mm-hmm. You know, you just wonder whether someone like that, with his level of experience and almost demanding kind of winning, that's the type of manager I think we should maybe be looking at. 50-1's a massive price for
them. Are you an Advocaat man or a Lagerbäck man, John?
I'm more of a Lager man, I'd say.
50-1?
Not bad.
Not bad odds. Like SunSport on Facebook for all the Scottish football latest. back to the Premiership, and extends because of these roadworks out in this M74, and don't get me started on them. Hamilton Hearts, now Monday night. And Hearts, they're going through a sticky spell just now, John. As I said earlier on the podcast, I saw them at home to St Johnson. They needed a late Callum Patterson goal to get a point. They needed to come from behind to get a point at Inverness prior to that. They're huffing and puffing slightly.
Yeah, but I would say the benefit and the kind of positives that Robbie Neilson will take from it is they're scoring a lot of goals. You know, it's this kind of, when teams are struggling often, it's they're maybe picking up a 0-0 or a 1 each or something like that, and they're just getting past. But, I mean, Hearts are still... they still look decent going forward, despite the fact that none of their strikers can score.
They don't like going to Hamilton. Now, you as a Motherwell fan will say, nobody likes going to Hamilton, but they don't like that plastic pitch at New Douglas Park. Robbie Neilson's spoken about it before. I often think managers should just shut up about things like that, because it gets into their players' heads and gives them an excuse. And you know footballers like an excuse. So is it something that he just needs to suck up, get on with, and try and escape with the 3 points?
I think that's what it comes down to. I can remember, you know, there's been a lot of managers made points of the plastic pitches at Hamilton and at Kilmarnock as well, and then Kilmarnock narrowing their pitch as well this season. But like you say, I think this is, I mean, it's been that way at Hamilton for how long now? It's not like this season they've decided to do it and they're sitting top of the league because yeah, Nobody can beat them. They're beatable there. People have beaten them there. Teams have went and put in impressive performances. But you do see some of the bigger teams struggle, like Aberdeen struggling the other week there as well. So I do think there is an element of that creeping into people's minds. But a lot of these footballers, especially getting into the winter weather, they're training on parks like this. So yeah, you would imagine they'll be used to it by now.
Yeah, it seems like a convenient excuse, I think, in many. Do you remember Motherwell's pitch a few years ago? Would you rather be playing in a plastic pitch or be playing in that?
Think of beauty, that.
Well, how's the betting for the Monday night game? I mean, are Hearts favourites to go and win at Hamilton?
Hearts are really clear favourites, and 5-6, really, really, I mean, odds on. I'm not that sure I would be backing Hearts as short a price, particularly given Aki's win against Aberdeen. Yeah. So Aki's are more than capable of a result. You're 16-5 your money, so more than 3 to 1 your money there. 13-5 the draw, but for me, Aki's just leap out. I don't know what you're saying about Hearts being amongst the goals, but you just look at Aki's performance against Aberdeen. They've won at home. They do have the plastic pitch. Whether that's an advantage is debatable, but I just think a massive price, 16-5 for me.
We spoke earlier on, John, about this SPFL Premiership wage list that came out. Hamilton Aki's unsurprisingly pay the least of all 12 Premiership players, teams, I should say. Does that say a lot about what Martin Canning's achieved, that he's managed to keep them up season on season since Alec Neil left, despite really being bottom of the wage list?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, he kind of splits opinion, Martin Canning, amongst Hamilton fans from what you see. But there's no, like you said, they're bottom. They've got the lowest budget in the league, and they always seem to manage to stay up despite, you know, I think at the beginning of every season, the guys and the reporters in the paper make their predictions of who's going to win the league and who's going to get relegated. And 9 times out of 10, Hamilton are the bottom place team in most of them. So yeah, I think that he's doing a really good job bringing through youth on an absolute shoestring budget.
Do you hear that sticking in his craw while a Motherwell fan praising Hamilton? Oh, every word was grudged there, wasn't it? Keep bang up to date with Scottish football by following Sun Sport on Twitter. The football starts on Friday night at Rugby Park. We're back into proper Premiership football. Kilmarnock against Celtic. Celtic's still unbeaten in the Premiership this season. Are you offering odds yet, Willie, on them going the entire 38-game programme unbeaten?
We are. I had a wee look this morning. 10-1 for Celtic to remain unbeaten for the rest of the season. That isn't that big, to be honest with you. And then when I had a look at Celtic to win the treble, 9-4. Which will tell you where the money's going. I mean, I've never seen it quite so short as that. But yeah, 10-1 for Celtic to go unbeaten, 9-4 to win the treble.
Interesting words from the Killy boss Lee Clark this morning, John, saying Celtic are the best team in the league, but he doesn't believe they are invincible. He thinks they will drop points. He's obviously hoping some of those points get dropped on Friday night at Rugby Park.
Yeah, well, I think that's where he's probably hoping maybe he can pick up his plastic pitch, you know, and get that into their heads, because I think they're going to need everything they can get and every bit of luck, because I can't see anything but a Celtic win there. However, I think there's been, as good as Celtic have been domestically, there have been frailties there, and teams, you know, they've maybe conceded soft goals at times. So, you know, you never know with Kilmarnock. They're coming on to a bit of form as well.
Is it natural for Celtic players to have one eye maybe on Barcelona on Wednesday night, maybe even on Aberdeen next Sunday, and they could take their eye off the ball at Rugby Park on Friday night.
Well, it's a huge week for them, because if they've got any, if they want to stay in Europe, they're going to have to get a result, you would imagine, against Barcelona, which is not going to be easy for them. And like, similar to what we said with Aberdeen, it wouldn't be surprised if Derek McInnes has got one eye on the final, so I wouldn't be surprised, at the same token, if Brendan Rodgers is doing the same. I still think, if even if they put out most of their fringe players and kind of mix the squad up the way Rodgers has been this season, I still think Celtic should be too strong for Kilmarnock, but that's not to say that will play out that way.
Big problem for Kilmarnock, they knew Greg Kilty was going to be out for the season. They've now lost Chris Boyd for the next 2 months with a thigh strain. We spoke earlier on about the importance of getting goal scorers into your team when it's so tight in the bottom six. How big a problem is that going to be for Lee Clark?
Well, I think it'll be massive, but it could be the difference between being stuck in a relegation dogfight or a playoff, or pushing for the top six. Kilmarnock, I think, have been defended by Ajemen Coulibaly as well coming through this season, so, you know, I think they're looking to him now to continue to fire in the goals, and you saw what he did. Obviously they ended up losing the game 6-1, but the goal he scored at Celtic Park, he'll be looking to do something similar.
He won't do that again. I just made Celtic angry. Celtic, they've got Moussa Dembele back, he'll be favourite for first goal, I would imagine. What kind of odds are you offering on Kilmarnock actually winning this game?
The biggest odds probably in the European top leagues, I would suggest. Looking at it, 16-1 for Kilmarnock to get a win at Rugby Park, and that's just, you know, this time last season that price wouldn't have been probably around about 61, mm-hmm. but to go up to 60, it's massive. I know Celtic are playing really, really well, but it's not beyond the realms of possibility, surely, that Celtic beaten at some stage here. And 60-1 Kilmarnock, and do you know what, I think it's worth anybody's pound, to be honest.
Gentlemen, 16-1 Kilmarnock. Willie Black says that's the bet of the weekend. Thanks very much, John Berry. I hope you've enjoyed your podcast debut. You'll be back soon, hopefully after a Motherwell win, you'll be thinking. Willie, thanks again. Take care.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.